Beginning current daf, Mesechtes Moed Katan daf Chavches, we begin on the bottom of Chavzayin and Beis, the bottom line on the Amid, where the Gemara continues with the Halacha of our Mishnah. We were talking about the laws of mourning, and we said that as it relates to Chol HaShemayid, coming back full circle to the topic of our Mesechta, that we said you can't not put the Mita in the Rechayiv because we don't do a regular Levaya on Chol HaShemayid. And then we said, as our Gemara quotes, Balisha Noshim La'ilman, by women we never leave the bed there, the coffin there in the street, and they are covered because of dignity, because a woman is flowing with blood in her state of ziva, and we don't want it to be a state of disgrace for the woman. Now, Amri Nardoi, the Nardoi qualified and said, Loishonu, we didn't learn this halacha, as a ketinta b'chav chazam anaf, elachaya, only if she died in childbirth, which she was flowing with blood, and then it would be disgraceful to have her in the street. Avashar nashim anichim, and other women, we would leave her in the street. Which Rabbi Lozo Amar, he says, he disagrees. He says, no, afila shahar nashim, even other women, we don't leave them. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. We don't leave them. It's because the chassid says the pasuk b'midbar. But Tamasha Miriam, that Miriam died over there, but the kavasha Miriam, she was buried over there. What does it mean, there? So mechlamisa, kvura, right after she died, was the burial, and then we don't leave the women ever for the dignity in the city, inside the street, in the rechayiv. Another teaching from Amr Belazar, related to what we just mentioned of Miriam dying, af Miriam bin Nashika Mesa. Miriam, also like Moshe and Aaron, she passed away with what's called the Kisab death, which is that Kiviachal from the Shechina, from Hashem, that it's like a Nashika, and that's what has them pass away. How do we know this? Because Asya Sham Sham and Moshe, it says, as we just quoted the passage with Tamasha Miriam, it says by Moshe Bein also, by Yom Sham Moshe Ever Hashem Beretz Moiv Al Pi Hashem, which is from Hashem's mouth, what's the kiss. Now, so why doesn't it say Al Pi Hashem like it said by Moshe Rabbeinu? And they should not have the Balaam because it's disgraceful to say it where, in regards to Miriam being a woman, so therefore it didn't say, but she did pass away the same way. Another teaching related to Miriam's death, Amar Bami says, Loma Nismucha Mises Miriam, why in the Torah does have the death of Miriam right next to the Parshas Paraduma to Parshas Chukas when it talks about the red heifer? To tell you, ma paraduma mechaperes, just like the red heifer atones, meaning for the maisa egel, as the medrash says, yeah, it can be compared to the son of the maidservant who made the whole king's palace filthy. So the king says, let the mother come and clean up, which is what the paraduma is, the mother cleaning up for the egel, for the calf, so it atones for the quintessential sin of the egel. Af misas and shal tzedikim mechaperes, so too the death of the righteous also atones. Similarly, Omar Belazi says, Lama nesmucha mises Aaron lebigdekuna. Why is it talking about the death of Aaron right next to the parasha when it talks about the Kohanic garments? To tell you, ma bigdekuna mechapen, just like the Kohanic garments atones, as the Gemara says, zvachim da pechasim abeis, each garment atoning for something else. Af misasin shal tzadikim mechaper, so to the death of the righteous also atones. Tanam Ramlana Breisa, continuing regarding that of death. Meis pitom, pisaim, if someone dies suddenly without having been sick before, zui misachatu, but this is a snatch death. Now, choli yemecha, the mesa, if someone was sick for one day and then died, so misa dechuba, that's a pushed death. Where Reb Chanan ben Gamlilam, he disagrees, says, no, zui misa is my gave. That would be called the death of a plague. Shemekah says, the pasuk in Yecheskel, ben Adam, son of man, hin nilekech memcha, behold, I'm going to take from you, smach merinecha ben magefa, the desire of your eyes in a plague. Meksiv, it says after that, vadabal am babik, I'm going to talk to the people in the morning, but Thomas ishti be'erev, and my wife dies in the evening, which means she becomes sick and then she dies. So you see that being sick for a day and then dying is called Mises Magefa. But the Tanakhama continues. He said, sick for one day and then dying is a Mises Dechufa, and then Shneyam Mames, if a person is sick for 2 days and then dies, Zuhi Mises Dechuya, that's a hastened death, Gimel, sick for 3 days and then dies is Ga'ara, is rebuke from Hashem. Arba, 4 days then, 4 days then death is Nazifa, is scorned from Hashem. And Chamisha, if someone's sick for 5 days and then dies, Zui Mises Kol Adam, that's the death of every single person. Where Amr Abchani says, Maikra, what's a pasuk that shows us that's considered a normal way of dying? Because it says in the Varim by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Hein Karbi Mechel Amos, behold, your days are coming near to die. Now, the word Hein, as the Gemara is going to show to explain, means Chad 1. Karvu is in the plural, that's Trey, that's 2. Yemecha is also in the plural, that's Trey, that's 2. So 1 plus 2 plus 2 is Hachamisha, that's 5 days, which was 5 days towards his death. Now, as the Gemara explains, Hein is Chad, means 1, Shekin Beloshin Yabanu, because in the Greek language, Karn La'achas Hein, the word 1 is the word Hein. So that's Hein, Karvu, Yemecha, 1 plus 2 plus 2. Now, Mespecha Mishim Shandav, if someone dies at age 50, Zu Mises Karas. That's the death of when someone gets Karas, when he gets cut off at a young age, which the Yerushalmi Tosafot brings, it infers this from when it talks about Atachris Shevet HaKahasi. What was that Voida of Kahas? like Levim up until age 50. Like it says, then they stop doing their avodah. So you see that that's al tachri, so that's the death of karas. Additionally, which Tosafot finds a little difficult, but also yimeshne senu v'hem shivim shana, which the person's life is 70 years, but if you take up the first 20, which you don't get punished for, that remains 50. So that would be the death of karas. Now, chamish mishtaim shana, someone dies at 52 years old, zu misasa shal shmura masi, that's the death of which was the age of the Navi Shmuel, who was from Ramot. Shishim, someone dies at 60, zu misab de shemaim, that's death at the hands of heaven, which Yerushalmi learns it out from those who died in the Midbar, where we say that none of them died younger than 60, so when it happens at the hands of heaven, which some have the girsa here also, that this is misas kal adam, it's the death of a regular person when you say B'dei Shemayim, in a natural way. Now, Amar Zutri says, Micro, what's a pasik? Because the Chassidus says a pasik in Iyub. It says, Tavei Bekelach, that is going to come with mature, Eli cover to the grave, meaning also in the mature, meaning in the proper time, which is the Mises Kaladam, which Bekelach, what the word Bekelach is Begamach, the numerical value of Shitnav is 60, which, because after that, it's not considered dying early anymore. Which that's Beis is 2, Chaf is 20, Lamed is 30, and Ches is 8, total of 60. Now, Shim, someone dies at 70, that's called Seba, that's old. Shmain, someone dies at 80, is Gevurah, is strength. The Chassidus says in the Pasuk and Tehillim, Yimeshnei Senu, the days of our years, Vahem and them are Shim Mishana, 70 years, that's living to a ripe old age, then Gevurah is, and if it's with strength, then Shmain Mishana, then it's 80 years. Now, Amar Rabbi, he qualifies, says, really, the truth is, Mechamishim, from age 50 and older, that shishim shana up until 60 years, zuhi misis karas. All those 10 years are in the category of dying, being cut off, dying at a young age. Now, v'haydle chashlu. Now, why was not considered and counted with what we said as karas? We only said 50. Why don't we say from 50 till 60? Shem kaveid shoshum muramasa, because of the dignity of Shmuel Hanavi, who he died at 52. So we didn't want to say it in that way, because then it would sound undignified for him, as if he suffered from the death of karas. Now, the Gemara brings a story that Rabbi Yosef Kavah Bar Shid, when he reached the age of 60, Avlu Yemit Tavad Rabban, he made a yamtiv, a celebration for the rabbis. Amai says, Nafkili Bikaras, I've been excluded from the punishment of Karas, I made it past 60. So Amalei Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, his Rabbi, he says, Nehid Nafik Le Mar Mikaras Deshnei, although the master has been removed from the Karas of years, because he made it past 60 years, but Mikaras De Yemit, but the Karas of days, meaning maybe you can get, like we mentioned before, Misa Chatufa, which is not in years, but in days you're getting cut off, where you die suddenly, Minavik Mar has the master left from that. So Malay said to him, we don't live in a black and white world. But at least you have half that by you, which at least from the course of years I've been saved from, and therefore I could celebrate in the gray of at least half I've been saved for. Yeah, even though there might be Karas to Yemi, he can still celebrate the Karas of the Shani. The Gemara brings a story that Rav Huna noch nafshei pisem. Rav Huna passed away suddenly. The Rabban were worried, as we said before, dying suddenly is not a good omen. It's not like a regular person. So, Tani Lezugadim Mehadayav, but the peer of rabbis from Dehayayav taught the following brisa, that Leishanu, we didn't learn that it's problematic if you die less than 5 days of being sick, is Elish Lehigilik Vuris, only if you didn't reach the age of 80. But if you reach the age of Gvuris, so he misses Nashik, actually dying suddenly is actually the death of the kiss, which the Moshe and Aaron and Miriam married to, so therefore it's not a bad omen. Amar Rava, Rava says, Chaye, life, which are what we're discussing over here, Bane, children, Umezoini, and food, Loibus Chusatal Yimasa, does not depend on the person's merits, Elba Mazel Atal Yimasa, rather it depends on the person's mazel, person's divine flow with the Rabbi Inshallah made it, which Taisa asks, but the Gemara at the end of Shabbos, Kof Nevov Menalv, says that in Mazel Yisrael, the Jews don't depend on Mazel. So he says, what that means to say is that sometimes it could change through Mazel, or some actually have the Girsa through a great merit. Sometimes it's not going to change. So there is Mazel. It's just when we say in Mazel, because you could rise above it. But these three things, which is the acronym we say of Bachar, Bona, Chaya, Mezoine, Reviche, which these are the three things that we want, life, children, and Parnasa, it doesn't depend on a person's merit. It depends on his Mazel. As the Gemara proves this, the Harabi Rav Chizkiya, these two Torah giants, Tarvayu Rabban Tzadikah, they were both righteous rabbis. Mar Matzli Vasamitra, this master would daven and the rain would come. Mar Matzli Vasamitra, this master would daven and the rain would come. But we see very different regarding these three things. Rav Chizkiya, Chaya Tishin Batartin Shnin, he lived for 92 years. Rabban, on the other hand, Chaya Arbon, he only lived 40 years. Additionally, Bei Rav Chizkiya, by the house of Rav Chizkiya, Shitni Luli, there were 60 chasnas that he had with his sons and his grandchildren. Bei Rabba Shittin Tichli. The house of Rabba was 60 deaths. Which Taisa says, some want to say that's not precise. 60 is always an exaggerated number. But again, they were always celebrating and they were always mourning. And additionally, Beit Rav Chisda, the house of Rav Chisda, which he seemed to have the charmed life, as we're saying, in contrast to that of Rabba. And the house of Rav Chisda was smida. They had fine flour, lekabi, that they gave to the dogs. And they didn't even need it because they had so much. On the other hand, Beit Rabba, in the house of Rabba, Nama Desari Leinshi, we're talking about flour of barley, a bread of barley bread for people, which is low grade, and even that they couldn't find enough. So you see that it doesn't depend on righteousness and merit, rather it depends on mazel. Another teaching of Amar Rava says, Hani Tlas Mili Ba'ai Kamishmaya. There were three things I asked from heaven. Tarti Yahavali, two of them they gave me. Chadul Havali, and one they didn't give it to me, which was Chuchmasi Rav Huna, I daven for the wisdom of Rav Huna, and Ba'utri Rav Chisda, and for the wealth of Rav Chisda, which was just mentioned just before Rav Chisda being wealthy. Yahavali, and it was given to me. But I asked for Invitsanuse de Rabba Rav Huna, I asked for the humility of Rabba Rav Huna, and Lahavali, and that they didn't give me. The Gemara continues with stories related to the Malach HaMavis, to the angel of death. Rav Sa'irim, who was Achud de Rabba, the brother of Rabba, Havi Yosef came to Rabba, he was sitting in front of Rabba, and Chazi Dabba Kamenam, he saw that he was dozing off, in other words, like a geisus, like he's in the throes of death, like he's a little, not here already. So Amalei, so Rava, the one who was passing away, said to Rav Sa'irim, he says, Leimalei Mar, let the master tell to the angel of death, Dulele Tzara, not to pain me. So Amalei, so his brother said to him, Mar, the master, you, Lav Shush Binehu, aren't you his friend of the Malach HaMavis? You were acquainted with him when you were alive. Why are you suddenly afraid of him and you're asking me to tell? So Malay said to him, Kivin de Imser Mazla, once a person's Mazla is given over, meaning his Mazla is weakened, that I'm already at the vulnerable state of passing away, then he doesn't pay attention to me anymore. So Malay, so Rav Sa'irim said to Rabbi, he says, Leschazli Mar, let the master come to me after he passes away. So Leschazli, he appeared to him. Amalei said to him, Havalei Lamar Tzara, did the master have pain when you passed away? Amalei said, Kidiv did the chosilta, like the puncture of a lancet, which again is a small little puncture that, because depending on how immersed a person is in the physical world, it's harder to get out. Whereas he says they were very spiritual, so it was like a little puncture. Now, Rava Havi Yosef came into Rav Nachman, a similar story. Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Chazi de Kumanam, he saw that again he was dozing off, looked like he was on the edge, on the end of his life. Amalei said to him, this was Rav Nachman telling Rava, let the master tell him not to pain me. Amalei says to him, Mar Lavad Mchashavu, aren't you a significant person? Why don't you tell him yourself? Amalei said to him, Man Chashav, who's significant, man Safin, who's respected, man Rikia, who's so perfect that he could demand this from the Malach HaMavis? In other words, at this state, I have no clout. So Amalei told him, L'schazli Mar, let the master appear to me after he dies. So L'schazli appeared to him. Amalei said to him, Havalei Lamar Tzar, did the master have pain when you passed away? Amalei said to him, K'mishcha benisim echab, it's like removing a hair from milk. Again, because the soul was not connected and bound to the physical, therefore it was easy to take it out as like that. But, V'yomalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if God would tell me, Zilbahu Amo, go to the world, Kadhavas, like you were, Lebin, I'm not going to want it. Because the nafish b'yisusei, because it's very frightening, the experience of the Malach HaMavis. The Gemara tells us that Rebbe Lazar have a ka'ochel truma, he was eating truma, ischazi lei, and the Malach HaMavis appeared to him, and Amalei said to him, truma kachana, I'm eating truma, but I've kodesh ikri, isn't it called holy things? In other words, if you're going to kill me, it's going to be mutame, as a dead person, the truma, and it says, es mishmeres trumaisa, that you have to protect it in the state of Tara. So chavalei shaita, so the moment of death passed for him, that it was a winning argument against the Malach HaMavis, and he didn't kill him. The Gemara brings Rav Sheshes, ischaz le b'shukr, Rav Sheshes, the Malach HaMavis appeared to him in the market. Amalei said to him, "B'shukr, Rebbe, you're going to kill me here in the market like an animal? I said, like, I'm a beast, come to my house and I'll die over there." Rav Ashi also ischaz le b'shukr. The Malach HaMavis appeared to him in the street. Amalei said to him, "Asrach li tlasin yamin." He says, "Wait for me 30 days, v'hadu l'talmudai, that I could go over and review all my learning, because I'm mitu." Because they say, "Asher misha bolakan, praiseworthy is the one who comes over here," meaning to the world of truth. V'talmud b'yadi, has his learning in his hand, meaning it's available. He knows it. And it cleared him. So B'yam Tlasin Asan, day 30 came to him. And Amalei said to him, "Michael, hi, what's the rush? Why you come back exactly on the day that I told you 30 days later?" So that Malach HaMavis said to him, "Yeah, because Kadachka, you're pushing, you Rav Ashi, you're pushing away Ragli de Bar Nasan, the feet of Rav Huna, the son of Nasan, from being the leader. Because you're the leader and Rav Huna is supposed to be the leader. V'imalchus nagas b'chaverta afelkum le'nima, and no kingdom could touch the reign of another one, even like that of a Hidbreth, and your time is up, and he has to be, and therefore you have to pass away." Gemara tells Rav Chisda, Lahava Yachli. The angel of death couldn't kill Rav Chisda. Why? Because his mouth didn't stop learning. And when you engage the words of Torah, you're connected to life. So Solik Yosef Ba'arzad Bei Rav. So what the Malchum Avos did, he went up and he sat on a cedar tree by the yeshiva. Paka Arza, and he broke the cedar tree, B'shasik. And so Rav Chisda heard the noise and he was silent. V'yachale, and the angel of death was able to kill him. Rav Chia, Lava Matzal Mikrivale. Rav Chia also, the angel of death couldn't get near to him. So one day he appeared to Rav Chia like a pauper. Also he came, Tarf above, he knocked on the door. Amalei said to him, Apikli Rifta, bring out a piece of bread for me. So Afikli, he brought out for him. So Amalei said to him, Malav Kumaracha Mara Anya, don't you see the master? You have compassion on the poor. So Ahu Gavra, this person, Amalei Kumaracha Mara, why doesn't the master have mercy on me? That I have a job also to take the master to that world. So Gadli, he revealed himself, and Achvile Shaita Denoida, he showed him a rod of fire to know that he's the angel of death. And Amtzalei Nafshi, and he gave over his soul to him, letting him take him to the next world. Continue Amud Beis, where we continue the halacha of the next and final Mishnah in this Masechta, which continues on the laws of mourning. Says the Mishnah, Nashim, which not necessarily, but the women, B'moyid on Chalamoyid, Ma'anis, they can make an elegy, which type of a lamenting, Avoloi Metavches, and the Mishnah will explain exactly what that is, but they cannot clap. Shmuel, I mean, he says, depends. Asmuchas lamita, those who are close to the coffin, to the bed, they could even be metavchas, they could clap. Now, this is on chalamayit. But Rosh Chodeshim, Chanukah, Bepurim, which are a little bit lower level, they're ma'anas umetavchas. There they could do the inui, and they could do the clapping too. But b'zeh, by both chalamayit and Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, limekindness, but they cannot do even a more severe type of mourning, of mekindness, of lamenting. Now, nikfra mes, and once the dead is buried, so then lema'an zvulema tavacha, then you can't do any one of them. You can't do inu, and you can't do that of mekayin. So the Mishnah explains, is that inu? What's this inu that we said you could do even on cholamayit? It means shakulin oinois, it's from the word of answering, ka'achas, that everyone together could be screaming out. What's kina, which is a more severe type of a mourning? Sha'achas medebes, well, one speaks, v'kulin oinois akarein, they all answer after, that is what you can't do on cholashamayit. Where do we know this? Krishna says the passing in Yirmiyah, "V'lameinu b'neisechem nehi." You're going to teach your daughters mourning, where there's one type of all of them. V'ishre usa, and a woman to her friend kina, which again, that's what one is speaking, the other ones are responding. That's what we said is the second category of kina, which is a more severe that we said that mekainis lamenting that you can't do, which is one is saying and the others are responding. That you can't do on Chalamayit, and you can't even do on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Now, Avalasa Lava, but in the future, Hu Omer, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, that Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, and this is the custom to say at the end of a Hesped, that the death will be swallowed up for eternity, Umacha Hashem Lakim, Dimam Al Kapanim, and God will wipe away the tears from every face, V'goyim, etc., where it says, V'cherpas Ama Yasser, and that the disgrace of his people, he will remove Me'al Kalaart from the whole land, Ki Hashem Di, because Hashem has spoken, which Taisa says, the reason why we're bringing this here in this Mishnah is to end on a good note, and because Taisa brings that Mayid Katan as the end of Seder Mayid, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Yaakov Marlayan says, that's why the next Masechta, which according to the way Taisa is bringing it, not with Chagiga, but Mayid Katan being the end, and then starting Seder Nashim, which the first Masechta is Yevamos, we start off with 15 women, which those are women that are actually widowed, without any children, so though we don't usually start off with something bad, but since we're ending off with bad, which is the laws of mourning, which is the end of Mayid Katan, so we start off with the Puranas of Yevamos to connect Puranasa to Puranasa, and we usually do that of consolation, next to that of consolation. So Gemara says, Maya Marim. So we said that on Chol HaMoed, the women could be Ma'anis. They could say an elegy, which again, all of them are saying together, not one saying and the others responding. So what would they say by this Inui? So Amar Rav says that Vaila Azla, woe to the one that's going on this journey, and Vaila Chavila, and woe for the deposit, for the package. What does that mean? So Marav Ranshberg, which is brought on the side of the Gemara, says, woe to the one who's going like this, who's not coming back, and woe to the load that the person's carrying who died, or woe to the one who's going, which is to those who are collateral on that. Similarly, Amar Rav says, Noshe de Shachnetziv, the women of Shachnetziv, who Ben Chanan brings, were very sagacious women, very smart, and they would say things in a very cryptic yet smart way. Amr Hachi, they would say like this. Vaila Azla, again the same idea. Woe to the one who's going on the journey, Vaila Chavila, and woe to the package. Another statement from Va'amar Rava says, Nesheid Shach Nesiv Amaran. Again, the women of Shach Nesiv, they would say, Good Garma Mikacha. Cut the bone from the tooth, meaning to say that the jaw has fallen, and Venimti Maya Lantichi, and the water has poured into the kettle. In other words, that the water is going back towards above, towards the vessel, which Rabbeinu Chananel translates slightly differently, is it means cutting the food from the teeth, and that it's going to reach the hot water in the kettle. In other words, once the food is cut from the mouth of the sick person, so then the fever burns by him, and it heats up his urine like the heat of a kettle, which as we learned in the Mishnah on Tichy, even if it's emptied out, you still cannot drink from it because it's still very hot. Another statement from Amar Ravi says, Nesheid Shach Nesiv Amran, again, these smart women, they would say the following statement, that Atuf V'kasu Turi, wrap and cover the mountains, because Devar Rame, because the son of an elevated one, Ubar Davri Behu, and the son of a great one he is. Meaning, as Marav Ranchberg explains, meaning, let the mountains cover themselves and cloak themselves in darkness, because the son of a great one and the son of the high ones is this person who passed away. Another statement from Amar Rava, again from Nesheid Shach Nesiv Amaran, quoting these women of Shach Nesiv, says, Sheyoyel, to wrap, itzdala dimilasa, a robe of silk. In other words, it's appropriate death, like a robe of silk, labar chayrin, to a free person, the shlimi zavde, who his food has been finished, where he's a pauper, so it's appropriate for him to die because he doesn't have any food anyway. Another teaching from Amar Rava says, Nesheidet Shach Nesiv Amar, the women of Shach Nesiv, they said, Rohit v'nafali, runs and he falls, amabara by the crossing, v'zufsa Yosef, and he borrows. What does this refer to what Marav Ranchberg says? Meaning, this merchant is running and he puts in effort his whole life. And now he falls empty without any money by the crossing, meaning when he wants to pass from this world to the next world, he has to borrow money for the burial shrouds. Another teaching from Amar Rava says, Nesheid Shach Nesiv Amar, the women of Shach Nesiv, they say, Achana, brothers, Tagari, merchants, Azavzige, which either means on a nest or on his acquisitions, Mivatku, he gets checked at the end, which Marav Ranchberg says, what that means to say is, our brothers, the merchants, that we could see what their wealth is, like this person where, although he made money in his lifetime, he doesn't even have what to bury himself now. Which again, this is said regarding those who die as paupers, so that people should have compassion on them. That's why the women of Shach Nesiv would say these types of statements. Another teaching of Amar Rava says, Nesheid Shach Nesiv Amar, and again, the women of Shach Nesiv, they would say, Maisa ki Maisa. Death like death, meaning every person dies. But Umarin Chibulaya. But the Yisurin, the afflictions, are the ribbis, are the interest. So everyone's going to die, but then some people pay a little bit more on interest. That's the afflictions when they die. Tanya Linda Braisa, Hayud Mei, Amir Mei would say, the Pasuk in Kalas, Taiv Lelechas al Beis Abel V'Gurma, better to go to a house of mourning, etc., than to a house of festivities, ad until where the Pasuk says, V'achayit and Liban, whoever's still alive, should pay attention to this. What does this mean? He should pay attention to Dvarm Shalmisa, to these words of death, meaning, because the Yispad, whoever eulogizes others, Yispudune, they're going to eulogize him. The Yikva, if he buries others, Yikpudune, he's going to be buried. The Yitan, if he carries them, Yitunune, they're going to carry him. The Yedel, who raises them up, Yidlune, he's going to be raised up. In other words, that they lift up in eulogy to the one who lifted up his voice to eulogize others. Vigadami, there are those that say that the other way, Delo Yidal, whoever does not elevate himself, meaning because he's humble, Yidlune, that's the person that's going to be elevated. So like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Pasuk says, Ki toiv amalucha, better that they tell you, Alei hein of a goymer, that to come up over here, then as the Pasuk there ends, v'goymer, etc., then they're going to have to lower you. Meaning to say, better be humble that they'll elevate you, which is this concept that the person's humble, then they're actually going to elevate him when the person passes away. Related to this of being maspid and levaya, so turn on Linda Brisa. Kishamesa Bon of Shabishmal, when the sons of Bishmal passed away, Nichnasu Dal Zakim Lanachmoy. So four elders came to console him. Reb Tarfon, Reb Yisak Lili, Reb Elizabeth Zai, Reb Kiva, these four Torah giants. Someone from Tamar said to the others, says, "Do you should know? Shachacham Gadlhu. Bishmal is a great sage. Uboki Bagadis is proficient in Agadic teachings. So al yikonas echem mekam l'tichdivik v'yachaber. No one should talk in when someone else is talking. Let everyone say their own piece." Someone Bekiva says, "And maniachin, I'm going to go last." So pasach Bishmal v'amar. So the mourner himself, Bishmal, he opened up first as he's supposed to speak first, and he said, "Rabba v'noisav, how great are his sins? Tachfu avilav, his mourning has been doubled." He's made his teachers who are coming to console him, he made them go through the effort, one time and then the second time, where because again his sons passed away, not just one but two, and therefore he's troubling them to come in and comfort him more than once. So then Reb Tarfon opened up and he spoke first. As the pasuk, he quotes a pasuk in Vayikra. He says, now your brothers, all the Jewish people, you should cry on the burning. What is this referring to? Now, this refers to when Nadav Avihu passed away by the day of the Meluim of the Mishkan. Now, while Adurim Kavuchem, it's such a tarfin, now it's a Kavuchem. Uman Nadav Avihu, if the two sons of Aaron, Shloi Asu Ela Mitzvah Achas, the day that they died, they only did one mitzvah. Now, it's because of that one mitzvah that they did that day, which was the first day that they were inaugurated to actually do the Avodah in the Mishkan. So, and on that is what the Pasuk says, that all the Jewish people should cry over them. Like it says in the pasuk, that what they did was one thing. That the sons of Aaron went and brought the blood to him. And kach, still we see how all the Jewish people have to cry over them. So the sons of Rabbi Yishmael, who they learned Torah and they taught Torah and they fulfilled mitzvahs, Allah has come and become all the more so that how appropriate it is for us to eulogize them. Then Rabbi Yisrael Glili v'amr. Rabbi Yisrael Glili opened up and he said, "Pasuk Melachim Alf." Says v'softu b'kol Yisrael v'kavur Yisrael, that all the Jewish people eulogized him and they buried him. So v'aloy dvarim kavuchemer, what a kavuchemer is from this pasuk, because Uma Aviyah ben Yudavim, this referring to the death of Aviyah, the son of Yudavim, which shlo asel dav echatav, he only did one good thing. D'chsibe, like it says over there in that pasuk, yan nimtza by David toiv, but because it was found by him one good thing. Now, and it was because of that mitzvah that he did that the pasuk praises him and says that all the Jewish people should eulogize him because he has this one good thing, and kach, and that's what he got. So, ban of Shabishmal, so the son of Bishmal, big tzaddikah, malachas kam avakam, all the more so how we have to eulogize. Says Gemamai Dabatab, what was the one good thing Aviyah, the son of Yerubim ben Avot, did? Reb Zeir, Reb Chinam HaPapa, two different interpretations. Chanama one says Shabitl Mishmartai, that he stopped, either it means that what Yerubim had imposed, like a mishmeres, like a guard, that people should not be oil l'regel, or it means actually that he stopped his own guard, meaning his own greatness of being as the king, where because of all the regal, he went up and he went on the Shal Shagalim to Yerushalayim, and he wasn't bothered by what his father was bothered, which his father said, if I'm going to go, everyone's going to see that Malchus Beis David is better than Malchus Yisrael, because only Malchus Beis David allowed to sit in the Azara. I'm not going to be able to sit in the Azara, because only for Malchus Beis David. He wasn't concerned for his honor. Yeah, he'll stand, he'll let Malchus Beis David sit, and that's the one good thing that he did. The other one says the one good thing that he did was Shabitl Pardesoyus, that he nullified the sentries, the guard, Shahishim Yeravim of Valdrachim, that his father Yeravim had put onto the roads, Shalayal Yisrael Regal, to stop people from being early Regal. He took that away and let them go. That was the one good thing that he did. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Zari, and then Rabbi Elazar opened up Rabbi Elazar ben Zari, and he spoke and he said a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, Beshalim Thomas, in peace he will die. Over mitzvahs of Asecha, Hamalachim Rishayim, and in the burning of your fathers, the earlier kings, Asherayu Lefanecha, that were before you, Kein Yisrafu Lach, so do they going to burn for you, which was this custom that they had by a king. When they would die, they would burn all their utensils, which was a sign of honor that no one could use what you had. So, V'aloy Dvam Kavuchem. So he says the Kavuchem. Umad Tzidkiyah Melch Yud, who the pasuk is referring to, if Tzidkiyah, the king of Judea, Shle Asel Mitzvah Achas, where he only did one mitzvah, near the time of his death, which as Tosafot points out, of course, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech was a righteous person. But the pasuk, we don't find only one thing that he did there, which is Shehelu Yirmiyah Menatit, that he took Yirmiyah out of the mud, which was that the Yirmiyah had been thrown into the mud because of the people were feeling disillusioned by what he said, and Kach. And so, instilled Tzidkiyahu merited that he should have the burnings like of his fathers and to die in peace. So, ban of Shabishmal, so the son of Bishmal, who obviously did more than one mitzvah, Allah is coming to become all the more so how we have to be mastered them. And finally, then Rabbi Kiva opened up and he said a pasuk in Zechariah. says Bayemu, on that day Yigdal Hamisped Birushalayim, there's going to be a great Hesped in Yerushalayim, Kemisped Hadadimon Bebikat Megiddo, like the Hesped was of Hadadimon in Bikat Megiddo. Now, as the Gemara says, other places, first to clarify, Vamar Yisvi says, Il Moli Targum in Hakrav, not for the Aramaic translation of this Pasik, Lahavidan Maikama, we don't know what it's talking about because it was never a Hesped of Hadadimon in Bikat Megiddo. So rather, actually, it's referring to two different things. Bidana Hahu, in that day, meaning what's going to be in the future, Yiske Mispeid Yerushalayim, there's going to be a great eulogy in Yerushalayim, which the Gemara also says what Hesped this is, but it's going to be Kemispadu de Achav bar Amri, like the Hesped of Achav, the son of Amri, the Kotel Yosei, that he was killed by Hadadimon bar Tavrimon, and it's referring to a different Hesped, who Kemispad Yeshua bar Amon, like the Hesped of Yeshua bar Amon, the Kotel Yosei, Parachagiga, that Pari the lame one, killed them, but Bikin Megiddo, and Bikin Megiddo, it's talking about two people that were killed, that there was big hespedin for them. Now, one of them was, as we mentioned, the misbed of Achav, when Achav died. Now, so Sadr Kivit, so Sadr Kavachimah. Uma Achav Melchisol, if Achav, the king of the Jewish people, Shalom also Eladav Achav Tavi, only did one good thing. The Sibylla says in the Pasik, Vamelech, the king, who was in the throes of death because they had shot arrows at him, Hoyimom ben Merkava, he was placed into the chariot so that the Jewish people don't stumble because he was trying to strengthen himself in the chariot. To the Jewish people should not run away because then they're going to for sure be killed when they're running away. So even though he had been shot at, but he was still in the chariot Noichich Adam, opposite Adam, so that the people should not, the soldiers should not get disillusioned. And Kach, for that one good thing he did, there was such a big hesped. So Bond of Rabbi Shmuel, so the son of Rabbi Shmuel, Lach is going to become all the more so for sure how much we have to be masped. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rabbi L'Rabbi Bamari. We mentioned before, it says B'tzidkiyo Melech, that he was guaranteed B'shalom Thomas, that he's going to die in peace. And we said, even though he did one thing, for sure the sons of Yishmael. Problem is, Ksiv is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, V'sini Tzidkiyo Iver, that they blinded the eyes of Tzidkiyo before he was killed. So how can we say that he died in peace? So Malay said to him, Ochem Rebuchadnezzar said, Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'yomah, because Nebuchadnezzar died in his days, so although his eyes were blinded, that's still considered dying in peace. A similar teaching, Bamar Rava, L'Rabba Bamari, says, Ksiv Bebi Yeshio. It says regarding Yeshio, HaMelech, and Melochem Beis, it says, L'chein, therefore, Hinni, Yisifcha, L'Abisecha, I'm going to add on what it's by your fathers, Eben Esavtel, Kibresecha, B'Shalom, you're going to be gathered into your grave in peace. But the problem with Ksiv, there's a passage in Debra Yom Beis that says, V'yiru Hayyirim, L'Melech Yeshio, that the archers all shot at King Yeshio, which V'Amar Abihud Marav, he says, Sh'asu Kikvar, and they made him like a sieve. He had so many holes like a sifter, like a sieve, so how could that be dying in peace? Amalei said to him, "Hachem Yerichin, this Rebbeichin said, Shleichad of Beis Hamikdash B'yamav, because the temple was not destroyed in his days. That's called dying in peace, even though they made him like a sieve." Another teaching for Amar B'yechin, and he says, "Imenachemin, the consolers are not reshoin loymer daver; they're not allowed to say anything at sheyiftach avil until the mourner first opens up first." Shneimer, like it says a pasuk in Iyev, which those have the girsa that where it says ve'in daver love daver, no one said anything to Iyev. Now uksiv, and it says in the pasuk achrei kain, after that. Pasach Eve is Piyu, then Eve opened up his mouth, and then only Behoda, only after that, in the next chapter, does it say, Viyana Elifaz Atimani, that his friend Elifaz opened up to say, meaning they waited till he spoke, and then they spoke. Amar Bavo, he says, Menayin La'ovel Shemesa Bereish, how do you know that a mourner, that he reclines at the head? Shlemek says, Pasach in Eve, says, Efchar Darkam, I'm going to choose their path, Ve'esha Bereish, I'm going to sit at the head, Ve'eshkain Kemelech Begadud, I'm going to dwell like a king by the troops, Kasha Avele Minachim, like the way the mourners console. So it says the Gemara, wait, but Yenachim, that sounds like Achinim Ashman, it sounds like he who consoles others. It sounds like that the consolers sit at the head. Rav Nachmitzchi says, no, Yenachim Ksiv. Although that's how we read it, but it's written, the one who is consoled. So we see, just like the mourners who are consoled, that you want to sit at the head like them, we see that the mourners sit at the head. Or another source, Mazutra Amis, says, Mahachim Apasik and Amis. Says, Vesar, the one who turns to come, Mirzach, is mourning Sruchim of excess. But the way you could read it is, the word Mirzach could be read as actually two words of Mar and Zach, bitter and the one who's removed, which is a term for the mourner, that's what Sar, Vesar Mirzach, that the Mirzach, which is a term for the mourner, is Sar. Nasasar, he becomes like a prince, as the end of the pasuk says, L'sruchim, for the public, for the excess. Similarly, Omer B'cham Barachanin says, "Menayin lechosin shemesa b'reish." How do we know, not a mourner, but that a groom also that he sits at the head? Shemek says, "The pasuk in Yeshaya it says kechosin like a groom yichahein pe'er. He's gonna be a priest of splendor, which we see the comparison, ma kohen b'reisho, just like a kohen, a priest, is at the head, of chasam b'reisho to the groom is at the head. And says the Gemara, kohen guf v'nol, how do we know that the priest, the kohen, is at the head? Because the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel was taught in the Brayso of Rabbi Shmuel that says in the pasuk of the Yikra, kidashtoi, you should sanctify the kohen. What that means is, l'chol davar shebekedusha, for all things of sanctity, that l'ftoach rishon, he should open up to get the first aliyah in the Sefer Torah, u'levarach rishon, and to make the bracha first by birchas hamazon, and malita monia for rishon, and to take the first good portion. So just like the kohen takes first, which Torah says that he shouldn't grab, but that they give him, and so too is the chasen, he's also at the head, just like the kohen.